Mama, did you find a vape cartridge in your daughter's room on the floor? Or scrolled through her photos and saw her vaping at a friend's house? First of all, hugs to you, Mama. Today, we're diving into a topic that's on many parents' minds, not just yours. It's vaping among young teens and tweens. And I'll share four ways to handle it with your girl. Hey mama, welcome to Raising Her Confidently. Do you want to have open communication with your teen daughter? Do you find yourself constantly thinking about how to talk to your teen or why your girl is not opening up to you? Do you wake up with confident intentions only to feel confused and frustrated when all you get are one-word answers from your daughter again? Hey, I'm Jeannie. I too was a mom raising young teens. I too felt grieved by the loss of my sweet, talkative little girl. I wanted her to come to me about anything, even if she was scared, and listen to my advice. But I kept thinking, she won't listen to me, and I don't know how to approach her, until I found tools to create open communication. In this podcast, you will find how to connect and talk to your teen and create a safe space for her to go to, so that you will have that close relationship you dreamed of. Go grab your glass of Merlot and throw off those fuzzy slippers, and let's dig in together. You're listening to this because your heart is breaking from the changes that are happening to your girl, and it's affecting your connection with her. Your once cuddly, talkative little girl is now growing up, but at the cost of silence, emotional bouts, and you get the short end of the stick. You fear these disconnections and challenges you're facing right now is affecting your relationship with her. And what will the future hold between the two of you? How will you get through this season without losing the closeness you once had? Mama, I want you to know you are not alone. As lonely as it may seem or feel and almost embarrassing to share with even your closest friends because you feel like you're the one failing at connecting with her, but this is common. It's the season of parenting a teenage daughter. However, I also know that you don't want to sit idle during this time. You want to continue to build a closeness with her and learn how to communicate with her. This season is hard. I know I've gone through it too, but you're going to get through it by equipping yourself with the right tools to turn this all around. I'm going to help you with that. I'm inviting you to attend my free Teen Talk workshop where you will learn to understand your changing girl, shift your role in the teen stage, and create new communication pathways in order to connect. It's a two-day workshop, and it's absolutely free. My desire for you is to be equipped with tools and understanding so that you can create that open communication with your girl and gain the trust you so desire in your relationship. So sign up now and save your seat at jeanniebaldomero.com/teen talk workshop. That's JeannieBaldomero.com/teen talk workshop. Go save your seat now. So back in my day, it was cigarettes. This was like the 80s, early 90s. Cigarettes. It was social. When I hung out with my friends, most of the time they were smoking. So when I started, I considered myself a social smoker. I smoked when everyone else did and usually did not finish a cigarette by myself or even initiate it. It was usually me sharing one with one of my friends. However, over time, my social smoking started to become a smoke to ease the stress of college. But, you know, it wasn't until my future husband refused to buy me a pack of cigarettes on our date and said, this would be a deal breaker if I didn't quit. And guess what? I quit. Not because he told me to, but it made me think how much of an impact it was making on others and how much he really cared about me and my health. It was enough for me to stop. Okay, motivation was a boy, but really in the long run, it was good for my health and my well-being. So why do young kids vape? It's a question that baffles a lot of us, right? But when you think back in your day, were there people who were smoking and why did they do it? Well, first and foremost, it was peer pressure. Peer pressure plays a huge role in why our kids are vaping. The desire to fit in and be accepted by their peers can lead adolescents to try vaping, even if they know it's harmful. I'm going to say this again. Even if they know it's harmful for them. Then there's the influence of media and social trends, which often glamorize vaping and make it seem like it's a harmless habit. Do you remember those days in commercials with, I remember there's this with one woman dressed in red. I think it was Roger Rabbit. Roger Rabbit. She was an animated character, beautiful animated woman in a red dress smoking, making it look glamorous. So why else would we think that this is not attractive? Because it became attractive. But let's be clear, going back to vaping, vaping is far from harmless. The obvious reasons why young kids shouldn't vape are plentiful, right? We know this. Firstly, vaping can lead to addiction, as many e-cigarettes contain nicotine, which is highly addictive, not to mention the numerous health risks associated with vaping, let alone having young bodies like our tweens and teens being exposed to this, including respiratory issues, heart problems, and potential long-term effects that we're still learning about, because vaping, although it's been around, is still fairly new and there's not enough research to show the long-term effects of vaping. Now, thinking about tobacco and cigarettes, we have the information based on long-term studies back from the 70s and the 80s. Now we know they are associated with lung cancer. There are still information out there that we need to potentially still learn about the long-term effects of vaping, but we can make the assumption that it could be very similar to the cigarette counterpart. So what does this mean for you, Mama? It's not meant to scare you, but to inform you, and probably why you're reacting the way you're reacting when you did find that vaping cartridge in a room or backpack, or found her picture having a vaping session with her friends, which is very concerning and very disappointing for you. So how do we go about this? How do we address this issue? Well, let's talk about setting boundaries and consequences around vaping at that young age. It's crucial for us as parents to establish what it means to have a consequence and have these boundaries, right? Obviously, for you, vaping could be or will be a hard boundary for you. So let's go over four ways to handle this when you discover your daughter's vaping. Now, if your daughter is not vaping at all, it's smart to have discussions about the issue of vaping as an open discussion, not necessarily accusing her of doing it, but just having an open conversation on the topic is healthy anyway, because it allows you to, one, discover her thoughts on vaping, two, understand whether or not she is vaping, three, is she exposed to vaping either through peers, or how much does she know, you know, through influences about it? And really understand and get curious and also dispel some of the things she might believe about vaping and not necessarily know the dangers of it. Now, Mama, if you are the one that clearly know that your daughter is vaping because you found proof, this is for you. Four ways to handle it. One, it's open communication. You know, you want to create that safe space for your girl to talk openly about vaping without feeling judged. Encourage her to ask the questions and express her concerns that she may have, right? Or maybe any concerns that you may have, right? Use this dialogue to educate her about the risks associated with vaping, not as accusatory, but as a matter of fact, right? As a matter of fact, and reinforce your family's stance against it. And if you hadn't had a discussion about your stance on vaping, this is a great time to have that discussion. To set clear rules, right? You want to be clear about your expectations around vaping. Establish clear rules regarding vaping in your household. Make it known that vaping is not allowed under any circumstances, and outline the consequences for breaking this rule. You set a rule, but be clear too about the consequences. Now, this is where you can involve your daughter in the responsibility of that choice by asking her, what do you think the consequence should be for breaking this rule, after understanding how much or what our opinion is and how much we value the fact that there is no, absolutely no vaping in this house, right? Or even within the household, because that also includes outside of the house. So make it known that it's not allowed under any circumstances, but also involve her in what the consequences should be if she chooses to break that rule. Ensure that your daughter understands that the seriousness of these boundaries, what the seriousness of these boundaries and the importance of adhering to them. Why is it so important? Being clear with that. And then this is equally important. After you set the rule clearly and set the consequences if that rule is broken, be consistent. Consistent reinforcement. Consistency is key, and you've probably heard this before, and it's true. Consistency is key when it comes to enforcing boundaries and consequences. Be firm and consistent in enforcing the rules you've established regarding vaping. Now, being firm does not mean I'm going to belittle you. Being firm doesn't mean I take my anger out on you for breaking the rule. Being firm is you're unwavering. There is no gray area concerning this rule. It's either you smoke or you don't smoke. And our firm rule is that you do not smoke, right? If your daughter violates the no vaping policy, follow through with the predetermined consequences that you both discussed to reinforce the message and uphold the accountability. We need to hold our daughters accountable. We do. We need to hold our girls accountable and responsible for their choices. This is a life skill that they need to learn, and this is a great way to guide our girls towards making those responsible choices. We give them the freedom to choose to follow the rule, but with that freedom to choose, there comes consequences or rewards. Which one do you want? And also, Mama, again, lead by example. As parents, it's essential to lead by example. Are we vaping ourselves? Are we dabbling in tobacco? Do you use it yourself? Well, demonstrating healthy behaviors for your daughter is important because you're emulating what it's like to have a healthy lifestyle without vaping, right? Show her that you prioritize your health and well-being and encourage her to make positive choices for herself that align with these values. So, Mama, by implementing these four tips, you can effectively establish boundaries and consequences around vaping for your tween or even your teen daughter, promoting a healthier lifestyle and fostering open communication within your family. Open communication is key. And Mama, if you are having trouble with establishing open communication because there isn't any safe space established yet, or haven't learned to respond wisely because maybe you didn't have the model growing up, or again, the girls don't come with a handbook and you just have no clue exactly how to reach your girl, go head on to jeanniebaldomero.com/ teen talk workshop and sign up. Save your spot for the 2-day free training on how to create open communication with your daughter so you may have discussions like vaping with her in a healthy manner. That's jeanniebaldomero.com/ teen talk workshop. Hey friend, if this podcast inspired you or encouraged you or helped you in any way, I'd love for you to share it. You can screenshot this episode and share it in your stories on social media or text it to a friend who can use the support. It's the best way you can thank me. I want to let other mamas know they are not alone. I'd love to stay connected with you. You can find me at raisingherconfidently.com. Until next time, live full of grace, Jeannie.